Welcome to Just My Forte with Ben Everson. We're glad to have you along.
Hello and welcome to today's podcast. I'm so excited to have you join me. I am going to be dealing with a topic today. And if you have been following my podcast, you know that we can vary a lot on this program because we can cover some music, which I love to do, and kind of show some musical arrangements and behind the scenes type stuff. We can do something that's a little bit more humorous. And then from time to time, we actually will cover a topic. And we've got a topic that I think is a hot topic today, and I am actually going to avoid some of the sensationalism that's out there, but I think we need to have a real clear understanding of what God's Word teaches in one particular passage on what it means to play favorites, what it means to show favoritism to one group of people and then treat another people badly. And I think it'll be beneficial as we look at this topic. James is where we're going to be in just a moment here. But first, I want to say thank you for joining me. I hope you enjoy this podcast. If you do, please share it with others. That really helps. And we do have a few people that have stepped up and are on board supporting the podcast. And I really appreciate that. Everything that comes in goes towards the support of my family. And as you can imagine, in these days with the coronavirus really wreaking havoc on people's travel schedules, and our ministry really has been primarily traveling around to local churches all around the United States, as well as in other countries internationally. And as you can imagine, there's some challenges now that have been introduced. And we trust the Lord will provide, and He already has in some ways. But we do appreciate any support that comes our direction. James, in James chapter number two, we have a really interesting account here. And of course, the overall thrust of what's going on here is living without hypocrisy. In James chapter one, he talked about somebody who was a hearer, but not a doer, right? Be hearers of the doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves, he says in chapter 1, verse 22. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth, that's like a mirror, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. So, in other words, he's saying here, don't be a hypocrite. Don't tell other people to do something and then you yourself turn around and do the exact same thing, right? And that's hard for any of us. That's hard for any of us not to become that way. And so there are really three tests here that he gives. One's the test of the tongue, which comes in the next few verses, finishing out chapter 1. And then later on in chapter 2, beginning in verse 15, is the test of servanthood, test of service. But right in the middle, we've got the test of being impartial, or the test of playing favorites. And we've got a lot of talk today about racism. We've got a lot of talk today about systemic racism, about people treating people differently, and things aren't fair, and things aren't just, and things aren't right. And honestly, my goal is not to add more fuel to the fire, but rather to go to the Word of God and to unpack a verse, a passage here, beginning in verse number 2. My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, here we go, with the respect of persons. For if there come into your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay or rich clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand thou there, or sit here under my footstool. Are ye not then partial in yourselves and are become judges of evil thoughts? What's going on here? Well, this respect of persons, James here is pointing out something. He's revealing the hypocrisy that would be. Don't have respect of persons. Now, listen, I want to point out something. We, in our politically correct culture today, it gets really confusing because you can't tell which way is up, because one moment everything's great, and the next moment it seems like people who used to be admired for their well-spokenness and grace with others and just their kindness, etc. One moment they're the hero, and the next moment they're being vilified as not having done enough, and it gets really confusing. We have to be careful that we don't sell ourselves short on what playing favorites actually is. In this situation here, we've got someone who looks good versus someone who doesn't. We've got someone who's got resources, who has money, versus someone who doesn't. And that would be a huge deal for the first century church. The haves and the have-nots, there was a very big gap between them. And basically, James is saying, don't play favorites. Don't treat the person who has a lot of money any different than you treat the other person, because then you're respecting persons. Now, what does that mean for us? Well, I can share with you a little bit when it comes to my own life. My parents come from two different backgrounds. My dad is kind of Scandinavian. He's not kind of Scandinavian. He's Norwegian in heritage and such. But there are some character traits, or I should say, some personality traits, perhaps, that come through from that Nordic side of things. And they tend to be quieter. They tend to be a little more reserved. They tend to keep their deep thoughts to themselves a lot of the time. It's just kind of a general description, right? Now, that doesn't mean they Nordic people feel any less, or all Scandinavian people are all alike. No, I'm not saying that, but there are some general qualities that seem to define that that family line. I remember when my grandfather was alive, Grandpa Dale Everson, I'd go over to his house, and whether we were visiting or whatever, and we could have a wonderful conversation saying very few words, right? He might say, "Hello, Benjamin, how are you?" And I would say, "I'm doing well." And he would say, "Where are you traveling next?" You know, I mean, that's the speed. It's hard for me to do that on a podcast because you're not supposed to have a lot of empty space, right? Well, there was a lot of empty space, but that doesn't mean there wasn't meaning there. And I remember the last time I spent time with my Grandpa Dale. He ended up passing away of cancer. But I remember the last time I was in town, and we went out to eat and got some waffles and stuff at a local restaurant. And we sat there for probably 2.5, almost 3 hours. And the first hour and a half of that, maybe even 2 hours of that, was really what an outsider would have considered small talk. And it wasn't until the end where I really got into some things, you know. But that's fine. That's that personality style. All right. Now, my mom, on the other hand, is Latin. And that's a completely different description that's going to be that I would have on my mom's side of the family. Her maiden name was Ortega. And very demonstrative, very open, emotional, that you know any Latin people, you know what I'm talking about, right? How can I say that? Well, Brother Ben, that's a stereotype. Well, I guess it is in some way, but I think Latin people, I am one, right? I'm half and half, would describe themselves as being more outwardly emotional. My wife served on the mission field with her family. My parents-in-law have been there now 30 years on the field. Big anniversary for them. They serve with Latins, and they could vouch for me that as a whole, the Latin people have certain character qualities, or characteristics is what I'm trying to say. Now, it's not wrong to notice those things. You have a family heritage. You have a heritage that comes to you that helps make up certain tendencies that you have. And unfortunately, some people think that noticing those things is a bad thing. Like, oh, we've all got to be the same. We can't be grateful. Some people react and they'll say, well, you can't celebrate some history of your people, or you can't notice differences, and we've all got to kind of act the same. And I don't believe that's right. According to God's word, what is favoritism? What is respect of persons? Look at verse 6 of chapter 2. Here's the key. But ye have, here's the word, despised the poor. That word despise in Scripture is an interesting word. A lot of times when we come to it, we tend to treat that word as though it means to hate. You know, I despise you. That's what we tend to think of it as meaning. But in reality, that's not the meaning of the word. I mean, that can be a shade of the meaning of the word, but it actually means to consider of no value. In other words, there's a value judgment going on. For example, when Paul says, despise not prophesyings, and by extension and application, we understand he means the preaching of the word of God, the teaching of the word of God. Don't despise it. He's not saying that you shouldn't hate it. He's saying that you shouldn't consider it lightly, that you should give it the weight of importance that is due it, right? When the Bible says that Jesus Christ went to the cross, but he despised the shame, I think it's in a participle form, despising the shame. Does that mean he hated the shame of the cross? No, not really. It meant that he was making a value judgment that obeying the Father and procuring salvation for you and for me was of greater value to him than the shame of the cross. The shame of the cross was there, but he considered that on the balance scale. You know, if you can imagine a balance scale, it was shame of the cross on one side, obeying the Father and obtaining salvation for you and for me on the other side, that far outweighed the shame of the cross. So he made that decision. It's a value judgment. That's my point. The word despise means to make a value judgment. When James here says, ye have despised the poor, he's saying you've made a value judgment. You have made a value judgment on a soul. And friends, that is the biblical definition of playing favorites. That's the biblical definition of playing politics, so to speak. That's the biblical definition of playing, of being partial to one group of people over another. It's not about not noticing differences. It's not about trying to ignore the fact that you might be different than me. The fact is realizing, seeing through whatever it might be. In their case, it was socioeconomic position. That's what we'd call it today. In other words, people who are rich and people who weren't. Right? They had a real problem sometimes with the rich despising the poor, saying, hey, your soul isn't worth as much. I'm despising you. When in reality, a soul is an infinite value. We can't place a value on a soul, especially when the God of the universe put on humanness and died for souls. So that puts it in perspective. So some people are tempted to judge other people different ways and assign value to them different ways. Maybe it's not a financial thing. Maybe it's an ethnic thing. Maybe it's a racial thing. And that's where we see so many kinds of uproar. And of course, in our country right now, there are people who are not helping the situation on all sides, where they're just trying to whip up violence. And we ought to be doing the best we can to avoid that type of thing. Without compromising truth, obviously. If someone comes to attack me or my family, I'm going to defend my family. No doubt about it. But some people are getting confused on this. Listen, it doesn't matter what your skin color is. Black, yellow, red, white, brown, they are precious in his sight, right? And that is the point, is that we need to understand that Jesus died for that soul. But it doesn't end there. It's not just a racial thing. It can be a lifestyle thing. It can be a habits thing. Well, that person smokes, so, you know, I'm not going to, that person drinks, or that person, you know, came from the north, or that person comes from the south, or they're a hick, or they're a city person, or, I mean, I'm just throwing all these things out there. And if you remember one thing from today, and that is the biblical definition of playing favorites is assigning value to a soul. Listen, I'm glad that God didn't play favorites with me in the sense that he waited for me to become lovely before he died for me, before he loved me. Because while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still unlovely, he loved us anyway. Before I loved him, he loved me. Before I found him, he found me. Isn't that great? I love that song. Hopefully this is encouragement to you. And again, my point here today was not to try to do a commentary on the news. It's confusing. I'll be honest with you. It's pretty confusing. Who's right? Who's wrong? Well, there's so many shades to this issue and it's just complicated. But the best thing that we can do is make sure that we're not assigning value to souls, but rather trying to spread the love of Christ to as many people as we can while still protecting our family, protecting ourselves, obviously, but doing the best job we can to show others who Christ is. Thanks for joining us today. As always, this is Just My Forte, my podcast here. It's different topics every time. Who knows what might be next. We might delve into some music, might talk about another biblical topic. I don't know. I just like to do something each time that hopefully encourages people. Until next time, stay encouraged, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you for joining us today. Find out more at Ben's website, www.beneverson.com. We'll see you next time.